Did.
Just can you tell us about your toe? Just a, I don't found like an orthotic to wear with it, or if you're it's just all the way healed up now. Just how does it feel, and how did the kind of the recovery process go?
Yeah, I mean, we over the last week or so done a lot of treatment to it, a lot of hot cold contrast, and basically just trying to get as much movement in that toe and that joint over the last week. And you know, it was good. We went through a lot of tests, running, cutting, catching, hitting, everything. So did a lot, but we're in a good spot now. And, you know, I'm just excited to be back and help this team.
So you're not wearing like any extra protection for it or anything?
Maybe when I'm hitting, I'm going to wear like a little Evo shield over the top of it. And then catching it, there's not a lot you can do. It's just kind of, you know, make sure the pads are covering that area, and make sure it hopefully doesn't get hit again, basically.
Carson, when did the pain become manageable?
I would say the last couple days, you know, when we got into some game action. You know, the first couple days after it happened, it was really, really sore, very hard to put pressure on. And over the course of the week, it's gotten better, much better, actually, to the point where I can continue to run and cut and do everything that I need to do out on the field. So I would say, yeah, probably just the last couple of days, it's been really good.
It's so bright.
Jack Summers.
Hi, Carson. Do you feel like how the team is doing had any impact at all on how short your stay was on the IL? Had the team been winning more, 17-3 instead of 3-17, you think you would have taken a little bit longer, or no impact at all for you as far as your timing?
No, I think that, you know, just with this type of thing, it's a lot of it is pain tolerance. So, you know, we've got it to the point where I can go out and perform and do everything I need to do, and you know, regardless of how the team is doing, I feel this is a good time for me to come back and, you know, give it all for my team here.
Zach McKinnon.
Carson, obviously you were hitting so well before you got hurt. Do you think will there be any challenges just kind of keeping that going after a bit of a layoff? How do you imagine your swing is set up to pick up after some downtime?
Yeah, I mean, over the last week or so, I've really honed in on what my process is and what I can control. So really focus on that for the last week. And it's been good. It's been really good to, you know, see how what was going on before the injury and then how it is now. I mean, there hasn't really been any changes. So it's been good to be able to go out and practice that and continue with that process.
Jake.
Hey, Carson, just having watched the team for the past week while you're out, I mean, what do you feel like the key is just to, you know, get things back on track because, you know, you guys start this homestand?
Yeah, I mean, we were in a long stretch there. I think it was 21 games or 21 in a row, 20 in a row, something like that. So good off day for the boys yesterday just to – and at home, too, to regroup and, you know, kind of not think about baseball a little bit for the whole day. And as I can tell already walking through the clubhouse, everybody's in good spirits and, you know, it's a good energy. That's what I was looking for. It's a good energy. And I think that, you know, having that off day coming in reset, I think we're in a good spot to, you know, keep pushing.
All right, everybody. We'll see you in a little bit for Torrey.
Thanks, Carson.
Thank you.